Welcome to the podcast Career Connections with the HR Insider, where we teach you how to stay, flow, or go in your career with your host, Barbara Mason, bringing you 20 years of the inside scoop and what really matters in your career. Our passion is helping you find yours.
Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome to another episode of Career Connections with the HR Insider. I'm so excited to do this particular episode today, as I am every time I get a chance to come on the podcast. But today is really, really, really special because today I'm talking about a year after I quit corporate America, the year after I fired my boss. Can you believe it's been a year? On June 5th, it was a year. June 5th, 2020 was a year that I said goodbye to corporate America and decided to focus on my business full time. So in this podcast, I want to just check in with you and let you know how things have been going over the last year, what I've discovered about myself, what I've discovered about how I was when I was at work, and just an update 12 months after the fact. If you haven't seen or heard my other episodes, I did an episode the week that I quit corporate America, and I talked about my raw emotion then and why I quit and why it was time. And then about 6 months after I quit, I did a live podcast episode on another platform with another individual that invited me, and I talked about where I was 6 months in. And so I'll link both of those so that if you have not heard those, you can catch up and that. But if not, here's where I am a year later. It has been 12 months since I left corporate America. And wow, my life has changed completely. And let me just say that I have so much joy, so much peace, and so much happiness since I decided to leave corporate America. Now, this podcast episode is to not bash corporate America for those of you that still work a 9-to-5. It's not about that. It's about you running in your own lane in the right season. And so I've often talked about, if you heard me before, that I don't regret any part of my career. I had a great, great, great 20-year career in corporate America. And it was good until it wasn't good anymore. I was happy until I wasn't happy anymore. And so this is not about, hey, don't work a 9-to-5 and hey, don't work corporate America, because everything happens in its own time and in its own season. And for some of you, that is where you will be until you retire. And that's perfectly okay if that is the right career pathway for you. And it was the right path for me until it wasn't. And so before I jump into where I am today, 12 months later, I want to jump back to who I was and how I felt before I quit. So before I even made the decision to quit corporate America, let's just go back in time and I'll tell you kind of my mental state, my physical state, and kind of bring it forward. So before I quit corporate America last summer in 2019, I was highly stressed. Life felt very rushed. My life was pretty much all work. And so I started my business in 2017 and I was building my business and working a full-time senior level HR role at the same time. So even before I started my business, my life was rushed. I was stressed and I was all work. So adding the business on definitely added a level of complexity. It definitely added more time to my day that I didn't have, so I had to rearrange things, and it definitely added more pressure. But I knew that that part was temporary. I knew that I was building something that I could be proud of later, which I am. So I say all that to say, because I don't want you to get the impression that it was because I was doing two jobs and that's where the stress came in. No, quite frankly, it was already there. And me starting my business was almost like a stress relief. I mean, that sounds strange. I had to work a lot of hours to build my business, but I enjoyed every minute of it. I could not wait to get off work and I could not wait for weekends so that I could delve into my business. And I always was sad because I didn't have enough time. I was doing it on breaks. I was doing it at nights. I was doing it on weekends. And so even though it was extra time, extra money, extra energy, it was what I looked forward to. So before I quit physically, my blood pressure was extremely, extremely high. I had never had blood pressure before, but I would say in the 1 to 2 years before I quit, I gained weight. My blood pressure, was averaging, 180 over 140, which is just not even close to being right. I was having severe headaches. I had went back and forth to the doctor with high blood pressure and eventually had to get on high blood pressure medication. I did not exercise. I did not eat right. Most of my meals, I would say 75% of my meals were takeout, meaning it wasn't home cooked. I cooked obviously when I was in town and not traveling and when I had the energy to. So one word that I can definitely use to describe my life before I quit was rushed. Everything in my life was on a time schedule dictated by me. And so I did not have the luxury of time to have long conversations with girlfriends. I did not have the luxury of time to listen to a long story. I was always like, get to the point, land the plane. Everything was rushed. I strategically did my day where I would literally try not to take as many calls when I was in the office, but would do a lot of my calls when I was driving back and forth to location sites. Because again, just trying to maximize my day. Because while you're driving, you can't do anything anyway but talk, listen to a book, listen to music. And so I would strategically place my calls during that time. But the point is that everything was rushed. I can truly say I wasn't really living. And what I mean by that, my life was pretty much all work. It was high pressure, high stress, supporting CEOs and executives, managing a large team. And I did enjoy it until it just became to be where I really took inventory of my life and the way it was. And I thought and projected, how do I want my life to be 5 or 10 years from now? At the same time, I was looking at my children growing up, and I was blessed to be really, really, really present when they were small, because that's when I was building my career. We have 2 children that's at the time of this taping, almost 17 and 12. So in the first part of their lives, I was very present, meaning every game, every recital, every, honor day, and all of that stuff. As my career continued to progress, I never missed the important things, but certainly me picking them up from school at 3 o'clock, all of that kind of went out of the window. Me baking cakes for the school party, that kind of went out of the window. It was more of picking up stuff. And so one of the things is that you exchange time or money. And so if you think about the decisions that you make in your life or the things that you are involved in, it becomes down to, are you going to either spend the time or are you going to spend the money? And I was in a position before I quit where I didn't have the time, but I did have the money. And so I was able to, throw money at a lot of things. And I hate to say throw as if it was reckless, but I was able to use money where I could not use my time. So I had someone picking up my kids from school to just alleviate the pressure of me trying to get off at 3 o'clock when school closed. And again, that's what worked for us for, quite a number of years. So that's kind of how my life was before. So I made the decision to quit. And in that first podcast episode, I talk about the decision to quit and the fear around it as I got really, really close to it. And I talked about the courage and pushing through. And so I talk about the raw emotion. And as I look back, I think all of that was necessary, meaning you have to kind of go through those stages. And I think about, my ramp up to the decision to quit and would I change anything? And I don't know that I would. I think that it was important for me to hit kind of rock bottom mentally in terms of just being really, really, really afraid to quit, but persevering and praying and pushing through and doing it anyway. That taught me a huge lesson. It wasn't up until like 2 weeks before I quit that I felt the fear. Before then, I had been planning for 18 months to quit my job. And, you know, when you're planning something, you know, you can talk all big and bad and, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But right before it was time for me to pull the trigger, I was overwhelmed with extreme fear. And I had to literally pray my way through and push through push through and have the courage to do it. And I'm so glad that I did. And so now it's a year later, and man, the year went by fast. And I can honestly say, and I'm going to try to do this without being emotional, because it's still a very emotional topic for me, but I can truly say I have so much joy. I have so much peace. I am rediscovering who I am and what I like. I mean, I kind of like me. I'm kind of cool. And I say that tongue in cheek, but it's really true. And I'll speak for me, working how I worked in the conditions that I worked in a corporate environment, very political, very conservative in my last role. I always felt like as I was going into work, I had to manufacture or be someone that I wasn't. And that's kind of part of playing the game. So for those of you in corporate America, especially in leadership roles, you know, there's a certain level of politics that you have to play in order to be in the game. And I was able to do it. I'm not going to say that I was able to do it well, but I was able to do it. And again, I think the results show that I was, you know, able to at least manage it because I kept progressing and having effectiveness. But it started to take a toll on me mentally, emotionally, and physically. And so as I look back and where I am now, my life is very stress-free. Yes, I run a business. I actually moved right after I quit. So we moved states. We built a house. We sold a house. I moved from the city to the country. And so I live on literally almost, you know, 100 acres of land. Where I was living in a subdivision before. So a lot of things changed in my life at one time. And I mean, joy is the best way I can describe what I have. I think happiness is different than joy, in my opinion, because to me, joy is like an everlasting, it is internal. It comes from the inside out. Happiness, to me, the way that I see it and how I feel now, is more of a fleeting emotion. Meaning I can be happy one day, I can be unhappy one day. But joy is something that is so completely different. And that is what I've experienced since leaving, is that I have true joy. My days are my days. I get a chance to work with the people that I want to work with. I don't accept clients that I feel like are going to frustrate me, stress me out, or not worth my time. I simply don't. Because I did that in corporate America. And so I refuse to do it in my own business. And so there's so much freedom in that. For so long in corporate America, I had to eat lunch with people that I didn't want to eat lunch with. I had to talk to people that I didn't want to talk to. I had to say things that I didn't want to say. And I had to agree to things that I didn't want to agree to. That's all part of the game. And when I say those things, just being in the roles that I was in, I mean, I had lunches and dinners and events and things to go to and people to see and CEOs that had egos, you know, bigger than, I don't know, the state of Texas. And so that became just not what I wanted to do anymore. I didn't want to live my life that way. I wanted to be authentic to who I was. I wanted to be able to say and speak my own truth. And I wanted to genuinely be around people that I wanted to be around. And I get a chance to do that in my business. And so that I have joy. Every day is different. I get a chance to pretty much choose when I meet and coach with clients, when I'm working and when I'm not working. And do I work just as hard? Yeah, I do. Do I still pull late nights Yeah, I do. Do I have some early mornings? Yeah, sometimes I do. But it's so completely different because it's at my own choosing. And so one of the things that has changed for me is that I actually enjoy my life. And if you would have asked me 2 years ago or a year ago, do you enjoy your life? I think I still would have said yes. But being on this side and the things that I'm able to experience physically, mentally, and emotionally, I can say, no, I wasn't enjoying my life. I was enjoying only the parts that I could. I enjoyed having the income to do whatever I needed to do. I did enjoy that. I enjoyed being able to vacation with my family. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed my team. I had an amazing team. I enjoyed some of the people that I worked with. Truly, I did. I enjoyed being able to see places and see things and eat at nice restaurants. I enjoyed those things. But when it came down to was I able to live my life? I wasn't. I was always stressed about work. I was tied to emails. I was tied to a cell phone. I was at the beck and call of a CEO. And so when it came time for me to be fully present in my own life, in my own family, I really wasn't able to do that. And so now, 12 months later, I can say that I enjoy my life and that I'm actually living. And so I also talked about how I am rediscovering who I am. And I say rediscovering because I feel like there's still more, even after 12 months. But one of the things that I've always liked to do is cook. And I did that, I would say, okay, no, routinely. I did cook routinely when I was in town and when I had the energy. But it was always whatever I could get on the table in 30 minutes or less. And so if you're like me, you kind of have a rotation, you know, you just kind of go through tacos, spaghetti, you know, you just kind of go through the list and you just rotate it. And so for me, it was always the same thing, meaning I didn't have the liberty or the time to pull out a cookbook and try something new or to experiment. It had to be tried and true. Well, now that I have, not been on a 9-to-5, and I have my own business, and I work from home, and I can choose what I do and how I do it. I have cooked more in 12 months than I probably have in the last 5 years. And I've made lots of new things. I've experimented, I've tried. I've bought so many kitchen tools. I bought me a KitchenAid. I've bought a dehydrator. I had just bought the bread machine right before I quit, but I bought like tools like to slice my homemade bread and to package my homemade bread. I have baked. I've bought all these little new baking tools that I didn't even know existed. These silicone mats. I mean, it is just the wildest thing. I've bought, you know, things to grind my herbs. Like it's just, it sounds so simple and so little, but it's so significant to me because those are the things that I never ever did. I didn't have time. I've posted a couple of emails to, you know, to my email list where I have baked cookies on a Friday. I have never ever ever baked anything on a Friday when I worked my 9-to-5. But Fridays are no different than Tuesdays, than Mondays or Wednesdays. In my world, half the time, I don't even know what day it is because all my days are the same in the fact that I get a chance to decide what is happening that day. And so I have, I'm definitely cooking more and I've done a lot of baking. I've done a lot of new recipes. And so that has been fun, things that I just didn't get a chance to do. And look, I'm not in the kitchen with flour on my face, you know, every single week, but I do it, I would say pretty occasionally, you know, pretty routinely, I should say. Probably once every couple of weeks, I'm cooking something new, or I'm doing a new dish, or I'm getting a new tool, or a new gadget, or watching something on YouTube. And all of that stuff never, ever, ever, ever happened before. And so I enjoyed that. I've also gotten into gardening. I've never had a garden before. I've never been around anybody that had a garden. I've never picked anything out of a garden. I should have paid more attention in science class when I was in fifth grade so I could understand the bees and the pollen and all the stuff that happens with that. But I've gotten into gardening and I absolutely love it, like almost like nerdy about it and addicted to it. I've also gotten into food preservation and ways that you can preserve your food. So I bought a dehydrator. I've been canning. This is all the kind of stuff that is so polar opposite of the corporate girl that was in heels and a suit with a nice leather bag, headed into meetings, cell phone ringing, checking emails, and directing work traffic. Like, that is so polar opposite. And the thing about it is that I absolutely love it. Like, I can't imagine going back. I cannot even imagine. And so again, the year after I quit, number one, I enjoy my life now and I'm actually living. Number two, I'm rediscovering who I am and what I like. Another thing that I've discovered that I like is puzzles. So I do puzzles with the kids and my husband. So again, I can do those things without feeling rushed. So my mental state of mind is I take more time to do the things that I enjoy. I often in the middle of the day will ride with my husband to Home Depot because I can. And because maybe I don't have another client for a couple of hours. That's the kind of stuff that I never got a chance to do. I'm not all about high stress about, okay, everything has to be done in 30 minutes and okay, it has to be at this time and that time and I only have 15 minutes for this and 5 minutes for that. Like, all of that is out of the window. It's a completely different pace and it's a completely different life and I absolutely love it. The very last thing that I want to say about a year after I quit is that, oddly enough, I have way more confidence in myself, which to me blows my mind because when I look back at my career over the last 20 years, I feel like I did some amazing things. I feel like I built some amazing teams, programs. There are a lot of things that I did in my career that were the first that I can look back and be proud of. And so looking at that, one would think, man, your confidence ought to be out of the roof. But starting your own business from scratch, from zero, from leaving a six-figure income plus job to do your own business and to walk away, to not even remotely trying to think of returning, is a big deal. And you need a different kind of confidence for that. So, you know, confidence in terms of, can I build an amazing team? Yep, been there, done that. Confidence in, can I, you know, manage a project? Yes, I can. Can I write a new procedure, a new process, a manual, a workbook? Yes. Can I plan a meeting? Yes. I go back through all the things in my career that I pioneered or that I was the first at. Yes, I can do those things. But when you say, can you start something from nothing? Can you build a business in a way that supports not only the income that you need, but also the type of life you want to live? That's a whole nother level of confidence. That's like, I mean, if there was a different word for confidence, like that's like super, super confidence. And that is one of the things that I have gotten a whole lot of in this journey for the last year. I know without a shadow of a doubt that I am doing exactly what I need to be doing and should be doing in this season. I absolutely feel like I'm a solution provider. I believe that there is no one that can do what I do the way that I do it to help the clients that I'm supposed to have. And so I see my clients as people that deserve to have the same type of career and life that I have. Not meaning they have to quit their job, not meaning that they're going to be in the garden, but whatever it is they desire. If it's to be promoted at work and to be a director, that I help them achieve that. If it's to be an entrepreneur, I help them achieve that. My business is called Career Pathways Consulting because I truly believe that everybody has their own pathway. But the ultimate goal is for you to be in a career where you experience joy and you have a life that you love living. And so that is what I provide to my clients. And I have great confidence that I'm able to do that. One, because I have personally done it myself. And two, for the last 20 years, I've worked with tons of people, helping them to be in the right career and to have the right packaging and brand to have the kind of career that they want. So in this last 12 months, I've gained confidence and clarity about who I am, what I can provide, what is my lane, and what isn't. And so I'm very grateful. As I said a year later, I'm grateful that I had enough courage to take the step. And then once I exercise courage, I'm now able to enjoy my life and to actually live. I'm actually now able to discover who I really am. And now I'm able to have the confidence to provide solutions to my clients. And so, as you're listening to this, I want you to think about what is the pathway for you? Where is it that you want to go next? What's missing in your life? What's missing in your career? To where you're not fully living. You don't have joy. You have pockets and moments of happiness, but you're not experiencing real joy. You don't know who you are. You don't know what you like because, quite frankly, it's all work and no play. It's all stress. Your physical health is taking a beat. Your mental health, your emotional health. I wasn't a good friend. I wasn't a good sister because I didn't have the time, and I was so focused on my inner circle of work and just trying to make it to the next thing. So is that you? One of the things I always say is that as long as you're breathing, you can always make a different choice. And so it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how many degrees you have or don't have. It doesn't matter where you live geographically. It doesn't matter. None of that matters. All of it matters is you being really clear about what it is you want out of your career and your life. And then having a strategy to go after it. I can tell you for me that me going after what I wanted in my career and life, it has been a year and I'm not looking back. I'm only moving forward. I can truly say it is one of the best decisions I have made. I do not regret it. I don't miss the headache. I don't miss the stress. I don't miss the politics. I don't miss the games. I don't miss any of it. I miss a few people. That's about it. And thank God for technology, because the people that I miss, I can still talk to. But I've gained so much more. I've gained a stronger relationship with my husband, my children, with God, with those around me. I'm learning new things, and I've gotten some of the most amazing clients that I can fully pour into. So today, thanks for listening to my update and my story. But more than that, I want you to have your own story. Think about what's missing in your career and your life, and commit today that you will relentlessly go after it. If I can help you in any way, you know where to find me. Until next time, expect greater.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Career Connections. You can find us at www.careerpathwaysconsulting.com or on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter under Career Pathways Consulting. We would love to hear from you. Until next time, don't be satisfied with the status quo in your career and life. Expect greater, because life is too short to do anything different. See you next time.